Yesterday we were discussing the involvement of mental powers in every noting. We discussed in a rough manner, and also how the defilements are overcome, group-wise and individual-wise. And one should appreciate the results of the practice in overcoming the various categories of defilements. And if we practice with good purpose, we are bound to succeed in our practice. And in order to succeed, there has to be a kind of criteria, a criterion, or standard of measurement. First and foremost, note every arising object. That is the first thing we have to do. In order to realize the three characteristics, namely the natural characteristic, Sabhavalakana, and the characteristic of three modes, Sankaralakana, and common or universal characteristic known as Samanyalakana. In order to see first and foremost the natural characteristic, Sabhavalakana, all you have to do is just focus your attention. As simple as that. Focus, when you're sitting, focus your attention on the rising and falling of the abdomen, which is the main object, with proper aiming and energy. As you undertake the practice, you're bound to see the natural characteristic, Sabhavalakana. And later, in the course of the practice, as you gain momentum, you're bound to see the characteristic of modes, or three timings, namely genesis, that is arising of the object, aging, that is the second phase, and dissolving. In this way, there are three modes, and this is known as Sankaralakana. Especially in the later part, the last part, namely the dissolution of the phenomenon. You will see them automatically. And if you continue to practice, you're bound to see the common or universal characteristic, such as the object rising and passing away, which is again the characteristic of impermanence, Anicca-lakana. So in this, seeing the dissolution becomes kind of standard of measurement or criterion that you will come to observe. We shall explain on this aspect. In order to achieve the result, there are these steps to follow or to be followed. And one has got to, for instance, one has got to practice respectfully and carefully. That is one kind of step. And you try and remember the method which gives you success. That is the method concentration. You apply that method. And then you make an adjustment, practicing at the risk of one's body and life, with disregard of body and life. When painful sensations in your body, you step up your energy so as to gain the upper hand of this difficulty. And exert the energy until you reach the goal. That is without stopping halfway. These are the steps that you go through. In order to see the dissolution of these objects, this is to see them very subtle very profound. So to see the subtle nature, one must practice in a subtle way, practice in a profound manner. That is, seeing the divinity, because seeing the divinity is the criterion in psychology. Second stage in the practice to sharpen your faculties given us. In that means in seeing the division of arisen formations, one makes sure of working carefully. In Pali terms, satacha, sakacha, kriyaya, sambadechi. Sakacha means precisely carefully. And sambadechi, by working carefully, you accomplish all bhavana jnana, your meditation will be accomplished or will succeed. In this way, you'll be able to succeed in your insight knowledge. So this sakacha means carefully. The dissolution of mind-body is very subtle. So you have to work carefully and respectfully, not in a slack manner, not in a careless manner, or disrespectfully. In one noting, there are mouths involved, as we discussed, individual-wise. And whenever you note, you are not allowing the defilements to arise in your stream of consciousness. So you have to accumulate such powers of mindfulness. So in order to do that, you must apply considerable care and respect.
Vedana.
It means be respectful to the Dhamma. Only then the Dhamma will respond by protecting you. So one has got to practice respectfully, as is given in this expression, the Dhamma protects the Dhamma practitioner, or Dhamma protects one who practices in accordance with the principles of the Dhamma. In Pali, Dhamma Hava Rekati, Dhamma Chari. So therefore, you got to practice respectfully in accordance with the principles of the Dhamma, which will protect you in return. One must appreciate the results of the practice and do it and be prepared to do it respectfully and carefully. Now, in the text is given this example, how to practice respectfully and carefully. If a person is moving or carrying a glass or receptacle or glass or cup filled to the brim with oil. If he or she is moving it from one place to another, he or she has got to do it very respectfully and carefully so as not to spill over, doing it slowly, gently, respectfully and carefully, not to let the oil spill over the cup. Such is the kind of respect and care that one has got to undertake in the practice of meditation. So practice mindfulness by focusing precisely with the power of aim and energy on the ever-arising object in the body. In all your four postures, except the time when you are fast asleep. In this way, if you do that, if you focus precisely, then the mindfulness will be sustained on the object of attention, leading to the deepening of concentration. In this case, concentration is known as Tanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. Concentration arising on the ever-arising object of attention, hence it is known as momentary concentration. So if you are able to cultivate this momentary concentration, you are bound to see the real nature of objects noted. You will be able to cultivate insight knowledge progressing along the stages, such as being shown in the text. Samara, heedfulness, and samara, heedlessness. In the case of, we shall discuss first the pamada, which is heedlessness. This means that one is failing or neglecting in abstaining from unwholesome deeds and abstaining and failing to observe wholesome deeds. Such is pamada, heedlessness. And this heedlessness, samara, has three stages. The gross form, the medium form, and the refined form. Now in the gross form, leaving the mind uncontrolled in respect of physical and verbal behaviors, committing wrongdoing by body and speech, one is failing to abstain from transgressive defilement. Such is the gross form of pamada, heedlessness. Doing wrongful conduct, indulging in wrongful conduct, failing in abstaining what should be abstained, and failing in observing what should be observed in respect of physical and verbal behaviors. Such is the first form of pamada, heedlessness. Namely the gross form of samadha. Then we have the second stage, a second form of samadha, heedlessness. One does possess good conduct, that is, by body and speech. However, when it comes to enjoying sensual pleasures, one is leaving the mind uncontrolled. As regards enjoyment of sensual pleasures, that means indulging in sensual pleasures, not leading to impure and low mentality. Your mind, the mind doesn't become pure, doesn't become lofty. So that the mind is always shaken or moved by these negativities, namely craving, aversion, because one is leaving the mind uncontrolled in respect of sensual pleasures. One is failing to control oneself. Such is the medium form of samadha, heedlessness. Then about the third form of pamada, heedlessness, which is a refined form, that occurs in the practice of the high-level discipline or the way of mindfulness. Instead of being mindful when one is changing postures while sitting, standing, walking, or lying, and all these four postures, bending, stretching, and all that, instead of doing it slowly, mindfully, one is doing it suddenly, unmindfully, carelessly. Instead of acting like it, although one has got the eyes to see, the instruction is one has got to behave like a blind person. That means as though one doesn't see anything. And the instruction is, although you hear with your ears, you have to pretend not to hear anything. You have to pretend yourself to be deaf. Although you have general knowledge, you must not apply this general knowledge in this practice. So, and also, although you are strong enough to move quickly, walk quickly, and so on, The instruction is to behave like a patient, like a sick person. Move slowly and carefully, mindfully. Instead of doing that, you're moving fast, like a strong person. When one is confronted with difficult situations, such as painful sensations in the body, one must behave like a dead person. And a dead person will not feel anything. So you have to bear these pains like as though you are dead. The practice of respect and care. There are many things to talk about. How to practice respectfully and carefully. If you are moving suddenly, like a strong person, and you are doing it carelessly and mindfully, in which case your noting mind, although you are noting objects, the objects will pass away. The noting mind will not be able to note the objects as they arise. You will be able to catch up with the first arising object, or the objects would have passed before you are able to note, because you are doing it carelessly, in most cases which happen. So you have to note in a very general way in the practice of the high level discipline of the way of mindfulness. Do it slowly and carefully and mindfully. Instead of doing that, you're doing it carelessly, unmindfully, disrespectfully. This amounts to the third kind of pamada, heedlessness, the subtle, the refined form of heedlessness. So as regards apamada, heedfulness, apamada is the opposite of pamada. Doing it mindfully, your sati is always with you, that is apamada. As soon as the object arises, you focus your attention precisely. Note the objects while it is hot, so to speak, as it arises, as soon as it arises. Diligently, carefully, wakefully, actively, so that you will not miss the object. Because you are doing it precisely with the application of aiming and energy, as a result of that, your mindfulness will be sustained on the object of attention. Your mind, your noting mind will be anchored firmly on the object to be noted. That is saying that you are living with mindfulness. Your mindfulness, your noting mind is always with you. That is, you are mindful, your mindfulness fixed firmly on the object of attention, such as known as upatthita sati, the fixed mindfulness. Sustained mindfulness. Such is the work of heedfulness, apamada. So, all in all, pamada means failing to abstain what should be abstained and failing to observe what should be observed. That is pamada, heedlessness. And heedfulness, which is the opposite of that, is diligence in abstaining from what should be abstained and diligence in observing what to be observed. Everyone wants to live a good life, high standard of life, high standard of living, but in most cases they are thinking about living in the worldly sense, living a life in the world, a worldly life, such as to possess modern education, to have modern prosperity, worldly prosperity, material prosperity, and to possess good occupation and good facilities, good and worldly power and things like that. So most people go after such things in order to uplift their life. Such kind of living, such kind of life is not flawless, is not pure, it is full of dangers. So unless one's standard of living is uplifted with good training, possessing basic conduct, otherwise, even if you are successful in a worldly sense, you're prone to modern diseases such as tension, stress, and so on. You will not be able to live peacefully. So you need a training, such as the training of sila, moral virtue, the training of concentration, the training of wisdom, so as to be free from impurities, both gross, medium, and the fine form, so that you become, your behaviors become pure, gentle, unblemished, and peaceful, leading to amiable life. Such is the genuine kind of life. So for that, you need to uplift your life with the practice of the three trainings. Especially, this practice of the Dipasana is capable of uplifting your life, because every time you are mindful of the body, practicing the Kaya Nipasana, the Dipasana, mindfulness of the body in the body, and every time sensations arise, you know these sensations, that is practicing the Vedana Nipasana, the Dipasana, mindfulness of sensations. And every time thoughts and plans arise in your mind, you note them as they arise. This is practicing Chaitanya Vipassana Sipatana, mindfulness of the mind. And be mindful, whenever you are mindful of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching and general activities, you are said to be practicing Dhamma Vipassana Sipatana. In short, you are focusing your attention on an immediately arising object, so as to sustain your mindfulness, leading to the deepening of concentration, that is, momentary concentration, kanika samadhi, leading to the cultivation of knowledge, seeing the realities of mind and body. In this way, you are practicing the three trainings by which you can uplift your life, so that you not only become average human person, a real human being, you'll be able to possess human mentality, and above all, you'll be above average. At the same time, you'll such is the central life that one should uplift. So the Dipasana is able to uplift one's life. Okay, it has been given in the text that if you practice the four mindfulness, you'll be able to, by noting the physical objects, that is, the rising in the body, and noting the sensations, vedana, sensations in the body, every arising sensation in the body, noting thoughts and ideas which happen in your mind, and noting all the general activities. By doing this practice of mindfulness, you will be fulfilled in that you'll be able to purify your physical, verbal, mental behaviors so that they become unblemished. You'll become pure and noble. Pure, parisuddha. It's clean, pure, and noble If it's pure, it'll be Uttama or Uttama noble. So it'll become pure and noble. As we have discussed in one moment of mindfulness, there are these three paths or groups, namely sila making up, the morality group, which causes the purity of physical and verbal behaviors, so that it becomes gentle and amiable. And every time you are activating mindfulness of every arising object with application of the three powers, namely Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, energy, mindfulness and concentration, in this case Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, the hindrances to progress will not have a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness. So that you will not be affected by lust or ill will or anger. Such is the practice of samatha tranquility, or it is known as samadhi khanda, samadhi meghanga, the concentration group or concentration training. With morality training, you are able to overcome transgressive forms of defilements known as vitakamma kilesas, thus your physical and verbal behaviors will become pure and unblemished. That is a basic quality that you will come to possess, and you become average human being, a real human being. And every time you are noting for the application of these three mental powers, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, so that you will not be affected by craving and aversion, you will be able to possess a human mentality that is one step higher. So that your mind becomes developed from minor to major size or major stage, and it will become enlarged, it will become developed. Such is the practice of Samadhi Seka, the training, concentration training, in order to purify your mind so that the mind will not become blemished. And as your dirty mind is concurrent with the object of attention, you are going to see the realities of mind and body, such as cultivating penya, wisdom. And this is penya meghanga or penya sika, the wisdom training or wisdom group, by which you will be able to eradicate the latent tendencies of defilements, at least on a part-time basis. In which case, you will be uplifted, so that you will be above average. Your human being, the human being, human status is above average human being. In this case, there will be no more impurities, because all the three trainings are involved, namely morality, concentration, and wisdom. All your physical, verbal, mental behaviors will become purified and gentle and uplifted, and they will become very wonderfully uplifted, so that you will not be affected by these impurities. If you are able to note every second of the time with the involvement of the three trainings, sila seka, morality training, samadhi seka, concentration training, penya seka, wisdom training, you are purifying your physical, verbal behavior so that it becomes pure and noble with morality training. And your mind will become pure and noble, not being affected by negativities, with the concentration training. And you will be free from the latent tendencies of defilements with wisdom training, so that you become pure and noble. In this way, your life will be uplifted in a very genuine manner. That is the result of the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana. So even if one has not taken the practice by knowing from the literature, by learning that the Satipatthana practice has these advantages, then he or she will be able to instill confidence, and then he or she will be led to the practice of meditation respectfully and carefully. Because Satipatthana has given assurance as regards beginning with the purity of mind. And this is given assured as the sure way to that end, namely the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana. There's no sure way besides the practice of Satipatthana for this benefit. That is a sure and exact instructions, guidance given in order to purify all your behaviors, physical, verbal, and mental behaviors. And that is the result that you will get. So, with faith and confidence, you will have a desire to undertake a practice, practicing respectfully and carefully, such as the second factor of sharpening the controlling faculties, namely, sakecha kriyaya. One makes sure of practicing carefully.
Mm, don't worry, then I
can. That's all for today.